Welcome to New Hope Chapel's Sunday morning praise and worship service. Of course, I welcome those online as well. Well, you know, I'm always moved by our song set. And this morning, it is clear that this praise segment of our worship has brought you and lifted you into His presence. There's no doubt in my mind that He did that because I could see, I could hear. You could sense the Spirit moving in the body. Not with everybody, but you can sense the Spirit is alive and well at New Hope Chapel. And this morning, the title of my sermon is Godly Brokenness Brings Breakthrough. My text, I've had several selected verses which are listed in your handouts, printed in the New King James. And you should know that there's no sermon outline because I'm simply following the Word of God, following the sequence of the verses that I've selected. And that should suffice, I would think. Now, I always ask that you walk with me in preparation for the Word of God to walk with me through Psalm 19:14. Let it be your prayer. And so this morning, dear Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Let's begin with a definition. Brokenness. Brokenness in God's eyes is being crushed by the sin and darkness of the world. And as a result of that, we have come to recognize that there is no place to turn but to God. And keep in mind that God uses brokenness to deepen your understanding in at least three ways. First, you gain a new perspective of His mercy and provision, and you learn to depend on Him more. Secondly, you develop a more complete understanding of yourselves. And third, your awareness and compassion for the circumstances of others grows. So we begin with our first verse, Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Then our text, Psalm 51:17, states, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. I know this is Sunday. And I know we usually think of shouting hallelujah and marching in victory on Sundays. But there is an established principle that I feel we must find ourselves in front of this morning. And I feel strongly that herein lies the very thing we need for this church to get to the next level. I believe that it's our Lord's desire that I preach to you that brokenness brings breakthrough. Brokenness brings us to a new dimension in God that no other doors will lead to. There are places that God wants to bring us to, but the price of admission is brokenness. We can't get to these places. We can't get through these places through faith, through victory, or through praise, just brokenness. And although not a bone of our Lord's body was broken, when the Lord was crucified and he bore our sins in his body, the Bible does describe his body as being broken. Consider our text, 1 Corinthians 11:24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Our Lord was broken. But through his brokenness, salvation was made available to you and to me. But listen, salvation cannot be experienced without repentance. A place of brokenness is necessary for repentance. The Bible tells us godly sorrow works repentance. We must be broken before we can be fixed. Maybe we can turn that old saying around a bit this morning. If it ain't broke, break it. In each of our lives, God has designed a process of growth and development. Listen, of great importance, brokenness symbolizes humility before God. It symbolizes total surrender to His work and to His will. And you must know and you will learn that God cannot resist brokenness. He is, in fact, attracted to it. It draws Him to us. When the broken and repentant heart is confessing its sins before Him and is turning from the wrong, He will pay attention. He can't resist humility through brokenness. Consider our text, James 4, 6 through 10. But He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Amen. This is opposite of human thinking. Get down to be lifted up. Some golfers can understand. If you want to get the ball up in the air, you have to hit down on it. The rest of you are saying, that doesn't make sense. I want to go higher and higher, not lower. And yet, God is telling someone here this morning, trust me. He's telling someone to stop trying to lean on your own understanding. God is trying to reach someone this morning. He wants us to let go of our desires and trust Him for all our provisions. And God is willing to do great things through us. All He is waiting for is for us to get out of the way. Listen, there is a clear pattern in the Bible that teaches us that brokenness brings breakthrough. For example, before Abraham became the father of many nations, he and Sarah were childless. Before Jacob could be blessed, he was wounded by an angel in a wrestling match. Before Joseph ruled Egypt, he was thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, and falsely imprisoned. Before Job's estate was doubled, he lost everything he had, including his family and his fortune. Before Moses became the great deliverer, he lost his position, his possessions, and his popularity. Before Joshua could conquer the promised land, he had to go through the wilderness. Before Samson crushed the Philistines, he was blinded and binded. And before David became king, he was renounced by his family, ridiculed by his foes, and rejected by his friends. Remember Daniel? Before Daniel could be used mightily, he had to spend the night in the lion's den. Before Hosea could become a powerful spokesman for God, his wife betrayed him, and it broke him. Before Peter preached 3,000 souls into the kingdom, he denied his Savior three times, and he went out and wept bitterly. And Paul, before he brought the gospel to the Gentiles, he was blinded on the Damascus Road. And so I feel this morning that this principle is at work in us. Sometimes God has to break us so that He can remake us. Consider our text, Jeremiah 18:4. And the vessel that He made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So He made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Consider our text, Psalm 51:8. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. You know, there's an old song, an old hymn we used to sing. It came to my mind this morning that we sang it at New Life Assembly. So those that came from there, you may recall it, others may not. You know, this songwriter expresses the proper attitude that we should have during the times in which we are broken. I want you to listen to these words. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I'm waiting, yielded and still. I hope to hear this hymn at the conclusion of this morning's service. Listen, the potter is able to mend the broken vessel, and he then puts it to his own purposes and pleasure. But if we never find a place of brokenness and submission to his will in our lives, we will never know breakthrough. I have felt desperation in my spirit for us to know brokenness again. And I don't want to sound like a critic, but it seems as if it has been a long time since we were broken as a body. Many of us can't recall the last time we were broken. Listen, if you are not broken, then you cannot be made into the image that he has designed for you. And it's more than just a good cry every now and then. It is something we strive for as often as we can have it. Now let me just say a few things, hopefully with all the humility that I have before the Lord. I'm not up here trying to impress anyone with my insights or to get a bunch of amens. But I wanted to share a few things right from a pastor's heart. And that is, what does and what can we expect brokenness to do? Well, listen, brokenness will bring us to a new sense of humility. And then brokenness brings breakthrough. Then brokenness will put down gossip. Brokenness will cause us to put agendas aside. Brokenness will cause us to focus on Jesus. Brokenness will cause us to stop quibbling. Brokenness will cause the young and the old to embrace one another. Brokenness will cause the established to make room for the new. Brokenness will take us from mere tolerance into acceptance of one another. And brokenness will help us to welcome the unique individual talents, gifts, and ministries our God has granted each one of us. John the Baptist prayed, and that should be part of our lives. He said he must decrease, and he must increase. And so when the saints of God break through, then God is glorified, and he is lifted up. And when he is lifted up, he draws men to himself. Unity prevails, chains of bondage fall off, and people can come into worship unfettered. A new normal will prevail. It'll prevail in all aspects of ministry. It won't matter who is preaching or who is singing or who is leading or who does get used or who doesn't get used, because ultimately it is all for his glory anyway. And then brokenness brings revival and an outpouring of souls. See, I feel God is ready to do this greater work in us. And we've never seen that like it could be seen. I feel that because it is time for it to come about. I think God is getting ready to give us an ingathering of souls. But before God will send them, I think we need to spend time in birthing labor. Listen, there are no spiritual C-sections or divine epidurals. Just the broken travailing of a church that has fallen on their faces before God and have pleaded with him to bring revival. And if revival is going to be birthed in us, then we will be the ones that have to go through the labor and delivery. We will be the ones inviting people in. We will be the ones teaching and helping them grow in Jesus. We will be the ones to listen to their struggles and to help them pray through them. And since we will be the ones with such a calling, it only makes sense that we should involve ourselves in the participation in their birth into the kingdom. See, I believe that God has given us the key to breakthrough in our lives and in our church. And that breakthrough is going to be brought about through brokenness. Brokenness is what we allow God to make of us. You know, we can compare the diamond with a grain of wheat. There is no comparison in terms of value, because it all depends on the disposition you make of the wheat. If you put them both away, and at the end of 100 years, the grain of wheat will have no monetary value. The diamond will have retained its value of several hundreds of dollars. It will be undiminished. At the end of 1,000 years, the same thing will be true. But suppose instead we bury the grain in the warm, moist earth, and year after year, it goes on producing and reproducing. In that time, we will have a storehouse of grain that the whole earth could hardly contain. And its production, I suppose, could be measured in monetary value. And that would make the diamond's price insignificant by comparison. Listen, to have saved the grain of wheat would have been to have it lose all of its capability of producing. You remember the parable of the master who left his property to his servant's care. One of his servants buried his share. On returning, the master condemned him. Consider John 12:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. You know, to some, it may seem that to save your godly gift may seem prudent, but in the end, it's going to mean a complete loss. And to experience a great harvest, we need to die to self. Brokenness provides certain elements that are needed for a great breakthrough. In brokenness, we find the pliability of the heart, and because we know that no crops can grow in a soil that is untilled and hard. In brokenness, we find sufficient tears to water the sown seed. In brokenness, we find the crop beginning to show signs of life. Brokenness will bring breakthrough. See, God has called us into realms of great things. But before we can come to this place, we need to fall broken before His presence. There was a woman in the Gospels. She's presented as the woman with the alabaster box. She came before Jesus, and when she did so, she was broken. The Gospels record that she came weeping. And the Gospels record that she poured out perfume, something precious, pure, and valuable. And she came in brokenness to break open the most valuable jar of perfume that she had and poured it on Jesus. Something valuable is within each of us. And we have to love Him enough to break open our lives and become a sweet aroma to Him. Her act in brokenness was so incredible that her story is told in 3 of the 4 Gospels. And for all time, this story will be used as an example of how to break through into the presence of our Lord, the Christ, Jesus. So to you, and I to myself, I say, bring yourselves to Him. Bring yourselves in brokenness and repentance. And then, just like Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Job, Moses, and Joshua, Samson, David, Daniel, Hosea, Peter, and Paul, God will deliver a mighty breakthrough in your lives. Amen? I'm going to ask the praise team if they would lead us in a closing hymn. And as they begin, you can stand if you're able. The words will be behind me. Make it your prayer.
search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in my presence humbly I bow.
Service is over. You know, it took less than 30 minutes of your time to hear this seemingly simple sermon, but it's going to take a lot more prayerful time to digest it. Then it will take many hours of submitting to it. Amen?
Amen.
See you all next week.